Was that the last big protest that she did for fracking?
Yeah, it is. It is. You know what happened after that is the city had this discussion. I make sure we're doing okay on time. Yeah. The city had this discussion about a new power plant they wanted to build that was going to run on natural gas. And that got ugly quickly because we had just banned fracking, which is natural gas. And then the city says, oh, we want to burn natural gas to get our electricity. And what happened to me personally is I saw this as a whole new issue, right? Let's think this one from ground one, like, think it through. For other people, it was a continuation of the story of anti-fracking. So if you're against fracking, you're against this power plant. And I thought it's not that simple, actually, because we were already using natural gas for our electricity. This plan, we would actually use less natural gas than we were previously. And it would enable us to buy a ton of renewables to eventually get to 100% renewable. So although I understood the sentiment of being opposed to it, and I think there's a strong argument to no more fossil fuel infrastructure, there's a really strong argument to building fossil fuel infrastructure if it enables you to do a whole lot more renewables too, right? So I just wanted to have this conversation, right? And people weren't having it. So eventually I stepped down from DAG. Just mostly on account of being burned out and being sad that a lot of the fights we were having now were infighting, you know, with all my good friends. And I'm like, I'm not interested in fighting you, you know. So, yeah, that was kind of, that was it for me.